hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, this is our favorite things I've watched this year, 2023.
I just have to say something.
Top 10 TV, yes.
Fuck Christmas. Christmas sucks. Every single year.
Happy holidays,
everyone. Why is it? No, seriously, it's a lot of preparation. It's just a gold digging holiday thing. Why is it every year? It should be every 4 years, like the leap year. I'm dead serious. It should be something special.
I love Christmas.
As you get older, it comes so fast.
It comes so fast. I agree. I love Christmas.
It's a
waste, though. I love the holidays. I like all of it. I agree with you on the present aspect. The older I'm getting, it's like, I don't need all this crap.
It's
and
too
like,
much.
I don't want to buy all this crap for people. But I love the holiday spirit. I love Christmas music. I love Christmas movies. I love Christmas lights, like all
it's
that kind of stuff.
It's too much. It's almost, I like it, but it's just too much. Yeah. Every single year, every 12 months, we got to deal with this shit. It's too much.
Yeah, I don't agree, but you know, I get it. You also have triple the amount of kids to prepare for, so it's like
not even with that. It's just
chill.
We skipped 11 months and we're here again. This year has gone by so fast.
Yes, I agree.
It's just too much.
Literally feel like it was
the Christmas tree.
Should we get into it? We're doing our top 10.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Joyous.
I'm looking forward to Valentine's Day, a nice light holiday.
Oh, I hate Valentine's
Day. Gives in one day, it's in and out. See, I enjoy Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day.
We're going 10 to 1. This is both scripted and non-scripted. And this is, you know, it could be a weird list. We did not collaborate. We just picked our 10 favorite things. I think we'll have some lap over, whatever.
My honorable mention is I rewatched The Office.
Oh, okay.
What it taught me is we have lost all humor in this country.
Yes.
You can't joke around about anything. Anybody looks like their nationality.
No,
nothing.
So
no
true.
One looks back on The Office and thinks it was a racial hotbed of
But when
crap.
You rewatch it, it is like, holy shit.
But when you rewatch
shit.
It, you laugh. Yeah. And in this day and age, in this light, you look back and say, how'd they get away with that?
Yeah.
Well, I want to live in that world again because nothing's fucking funny anymore.
So true. So true. This is going to be really fun. Justine seems like she's in a really good space to talk about.
It's crazy. Like, it's just nuts. I want to go back to 2010 was a golden age where people are just being like, do you have an email? Yeah, right. I have an email. Email me. It was a beautiful time.
Yeah. All right. Number 10. I'll start. My number 10 is Beckham. Loved that show. I found it to be a great sports documentary. Great, like I think it re-elevated his entire standing and like culture, and both of them really. But I just thought
it was
a really fun watch. And I would tell people to watch it. I continue to tell people to watch it. So that's my number 10 is Beckham. What's your number 10?
My number 10 is a show.
Oh, can't wait.
It's a show that was on Peacock. See, I Googled what I should have written it down as Geneva told me throughout the year, but I can't even, you know, my life is a fucking mess.
Okay, number 10.
These
what
are just
it?
What it's, I'm thinking back.
Yeah.
I could have watched better things. I really don't know. This one is Twisted Metal. It was on Peacock.
Okay.
And it was based on, it has Anthony Mackie, who is a star.
Yes.
And it's based on the video game. Is it based on the video game Twisted Metal? Okay. Right?
Okay.
It was a fun show.
Okay.
It's pretty much about an apocalypse type world, which I guess I really enjoy watching. And it was really fun. A lot of humor, a lot of kind of suspenseful.
Okay.
But it was it was fun. It was a good show. I felt sad. I gauge things like, do I feel sad when the show is over?
When the show's over.
And
I did
feel sad.
Gauge. Okay. All right. Number 9. My number 9 is Paris in Love season 2. Even though
did
it was
not
a,
make my list. Fuck
didn't make
all
your,
of those people.
Didn't make your list?
No.
I just thought it was like
I look back and I hate them.
Like I agree with
too
you.
Much.
I just think that I haven't seen something like that on TV. Like we talked about. Like I just found it amazing that she chose to show that, and
it is good.
it was not good for them and like how we perceive them, but I think it was good TV. Which
I
is
also rank these shows. It may, I feel angry. When I think about Paris in Love season two, I feel anger.
Okay.
Blood rushes through my veins.
Okay.
Because Paris is a shit person, or she's a good person, a shit parent. I feel bad for the kids.
Yeah.
And I hate Kathy Hilton. And it just makes me nuts.
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel anger. I just found it compelling. And
I like Paris Hilton. I feel she is a victim.
An interesting choice to choose to show how you don't parent your kids. Like, that was wild.
But there's so many people out there. You know, I get it. You're healthy. But it bothers me that she has another kid that she's ignoring.
Yeah, right.
Like, I put something up on Instagram today of her doing, Chad, he's the hot one. Yeah, he's the hot hung one or whatever. It's all her friends dancing to that song.
Uh-huh.
And all I could think of is, like, where's Baby London? Paris doesn't fucking know she's making a dance.
Right.
Not that people can't have a life, but if she cared a little bit, then she'd be allowed a 15-minute break. But she didn't earn that 15-minute break.
Keep dancing.
Go work at CVS, Paris, you little bitch.
You're number 9.
Sorry. My number 9 is My Best Friends, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Okay. It was a shit season, but they will always be on my list.
That show is still on?
That show, I hope, never ends. Even though they're getting older, it's harder to see them get older.
Yeah.
But it is a show that is just hilarious. They all are. It's just the best. I love it. It's the reason me and Tyler are probably together. Tyler introduced me to it. And
I got to watch it.
I love it.
All right. My number 8 is a combination of two shows, but I feel like they're the same idea, which is Breakpoint and Full Swing. So Full Swing being the golf show.
Right.
Breakpoint being the tennis show. Loved both of them. Thought they were. It just like made me a semi-golf fan, which I never thought I would say. I found that
part
interesting. And the tennis one I loved. I just love a behind the scenes, like seeing the real deal kind of show. Really enjoyed both of those. Continue to recommend those to people. If you haven't seen them, great like sports shows. So that's my number 8, the combination Breakpoint, Full Swing.
So, funny. Mine is Hard Knocks. So the same
thing. All right.
I really enjoy that.
The season
both of
with
them. I enjoy Aaron Rodgers seeing the prep, and then it's heartbreaking that he's hurt.
Yeah.
I hope he comes back and does something. I think he has bad juju, and that's just the way it's going to go for him.
Okay.
And I love this with the Miami Dolphins because it's fun to see it after the game.
In the season. I agree. That is a nice addition.
The next week. Unbelievable that they play a Monday night game and then it's on.
I know.
Within 6 hours. How do they do that?
The production of that show is very impressive. I agree with you.
It is beyond. Like, they should be winning awards because
agreed.
I don't know how they get that game on there.
I don't either.
Or how they get that show wrapped up in there. It's crazy.
Yep, I agree.
And I do have a fondness for little Mike McDaniels. He's great. It's fun. Watching sports and sports shows like that really takes away a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
It's fun to see people
working towards
dreams.
Something.
Yeah.
The one that's an honorable mention for me that didn't make my top 10 was Quarterback.
I
thought that was great.
See?
Like, incredible. I would say a really good year for like those sports documentary type shows. I really enjoyed Quarterback. Yeah.
I do.
Honorable mention.
Even though fuck Patrick Mahomes, I always stood up for you, Patrick, but you lost me when you go up to my little baby, Josh Allen, after he's lost so many heartbreaking losses to you and you're still bitching about a call to him. Grow up, be a man, and walk off the field with some class and dignity. Unlike these little, you're like the little soccer babies that I see. What's wrong with kids that I hate seeing? I'm going to bitch about little kids. I shouldn't. I'll keep it together. Okay. Is there something
we've
when
just
kids
ranted
lose
about
at
Christmas
7 years
and
old? And there, I just was at a soccer tournament, and this kid has a mullet. Okay, so he thinks he's top shit out on the field.
Yeah.
He got a big, huge blonde mullet. He looked just like the kid on Home Improvement, the oldest son, the blonde kid. I don't know if you watched Home Improvement, but he's out there, you know, acting like he's big dick daddy, but then he's sobbing on the sidelines, and you know, that's not okay. Stop.
Oh, I love
you win some, you lose some. It doesn't always go your way.
Yeah, you got to, like, learning how to not be a bad loser is, like, kids got to figure that out, because it's really even, like,
even when my kids win, they don't win all the time. Even when they do, I say, enjoy this feeling, because you don't win every fucking time.
Right. You don't. You don't.
And you learn the most when you lose. You're a loser for winning, really, because you're not learning anything. You think you're top dog. You ain't top dog, baby. No, I'm joking.
All right, my number 7, this may surprise you, is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's a good one. That should be, I guess, online.
For me, what happened this season for me with this show is really interesting, because as you guys, whoever's been listening to this for a while, like, I've been a hater of Salt Lake City. It did not click for me. And I've never had a show click this late in a way that, like, I really am compelled. I found it a lot of fun, even though Monica's a disaster. Prime, like,
she's great.
Prime time television. Lisa has just ramped up in the rankings for me. And, like, as a Housewives season, I think this is incredibly strong, and, like, I'm loving it.
I put it on there.
Primarily because, like, of they how my it. Thoughts changed around the show. And I think that's proof of, like, I did want to address this. Somebody wrote us a review, gave us 4 stars, thanks, but said that my hate of Whitney.
Oh,
that's not her name.
Even, no.
What's her name?
Wendy. So you hate Wendy. Her so much you don't know her name. Don't even give this
no,
person.
No, but this is, I want to describe, I think
they
what they were
love
saying.
Wendy.
Yes, but here's the thing. They said something about, like, how, you know, the whole
our
point of being on Housewives is to be famous. No fucking shit. However, there's a way to move in this space that feels more authentic than the way Wendy's moving. That's my problem. And I want to clarify that. Like, I think
you're allowed to not like somebody.
No, 100%. But I think she is inauthentic in her pursuit of fame. And it's not because of her personality. It's like she's literally trying to do the playbook of, like, a housewife bullshit. Like, now I have a product line. Now I got boobs. Rather than just being yourself and becoming famous. That's why I don't fuck with Wendy.
She's not a strong housewife. I had a problem with just people saying that we have hatred, because that is, I feel bad. That's the way I portray things, because I absolutely love every single housewife. If I ever met a real housewife in real life, I would kiss their ass.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it comes across as hatred. I hate none of these women. They bring such joy to my life. And the person that read that review, we love you. Thank you for listening. And I just don't want to come across, because sometimes I want to quit the podcast and think maybe I'm putting bad karma out in the energy. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Even though I enjoy it, having fun, I don't want to be like a rag, or like I'm going to get to the heavenly gates and be like, you talk shit about Monica 100 times and blah,
you're
blah,
out.
Blah. I just don't want that, because I do want to do good things in this planet.
I don't hate any of them. I dislike Wendy on the show. And I will say it again. She's not a good housewife. Yeah. I'll say that till the day I'm blue in the face. I just do not think she's a good housewife. Also, everyone's entitled to their opinion. You may love Wendy, and I think that's great for you.
Right.
So, you know, do you.
I don't like the word hatred. We have no hatred for any of these women. You know, we just are trying to give our opinion.
I'm like trying to think if I hate any of them.
It is what it is. There's positive about Wendy. She's a good mom.
She's educated. She's got her degrees.
Come, we learn.
Right. Right. It's all positive. All right. You're number 7.
Oh, okay. My number 7 coming in at number 7 is Sex and the City.
Oh, man.
Love
I didn't
this show.
Think about that. That's a good choice.
See,
that would be an honorable mention for me.
I will watch right away that I look forward to on the docket. And people may hate it. It's like the Real Housewives legacy. These two and Sex and the City. These women all coming together, even without poor little Samantha, I will always enjoy that hour of time.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good
Sarah
one.
Sarah Jessica Parker is my J-Lo of television. Or she's in movies too, but
you'll watch her in anything, yeah. All right, my number 6 is Succession, which ended this season. I think I've talked about
I was wondering
this show
before.
It might be higher when I rewatch it, which I would like to do from the very beginning. That might be a good Christmas break activity. Love this show. I thought the way they ended it was pretty creative. I think there was like a true vision for how the show came together, and there was some fucking great acting, like the Culkin guy, Jeremy Strong. I mean, phenomenal. So Succession would be my number 6. What's your number 6?
I got a lot here. I gotta really wrap it up. Coming in at number 6. Is The Furies.
Oh my god, another great show. That didn't get on my list.
They're on my list.
That's an honorable mention.
I am obsessed with them as a family. Yes. I would leave my children with the mom.
Yes,
there's
I
no
would too.
Woman on this planet that I love more than her.
Yes.
What's her name? Don't know
Paris.
Her name. Paris Fury. She is an icon. She is a legend. She
I
is
follow
the
her
moment.
Instagram now.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She's a solid person.
That's a great choice.
Tyson's a psychopath. Love him. Love the whole.
The family dynamic
was
just top tier. Yeah, I agree.
And they really won me over as time goes on.
Okay, that's an honorable mention.
How nice she was to Molly Mae.
Yeah. Yes.
It was a beautiful show.
That's a great choice.
Beautiful love story. A man who is not on Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
Has all the options in the world.
Yep.
Good one. I loved it.
Good choice. Good choice. All right, my number five is Last of Us.
Okay, nice.
I think because I appreciate like a HBO Sunday night moment, you know, where everybody's watching the same thing, which does not happen anymore in culture. And so I feel like Succession similarly, like you would be behind if you hadn't watched it by Monday, and like you would see what happened.
Right.
Like that, like collective television watching. I just thought the show
you
was
watch
good
it
too.
Live.
Right.
If
you didn't
watch
it,
you were fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So like, I like that. I love Pedro Pascal. I thought it's just like fun. I'm looking forward to that show returning.
Mm-hmm.
I like a big HBO show. It's like one of my favorite, all the foundational great television shows.
Look forward to it.
Sex
it
and
is.
City,
it's good.
Wire, like Game of Thrones, all of those. So
it's true.
That's my number five. What's your number five?
I think I wrote down too much here. We'll go with my house shows, Hollywood House Lift and Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
I loved Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles this year. It was one of my favorites. I always would look forward to watching it. It was so much fun. Love Josh Flagg. Love Jeff Lewis. He's a god. And I love his radio show, but he's so much fun. I love watching. I don't want to watch normal people in their dumbass dirt houses.
Yeah.
I love watching.
Opulence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So it is fun. And the Hollywood House Life gives you the celebrity element. It moves quick. It's fun. It's fresh. Yeah. Amazon puts on a good show there.
Okay.
You should watch that show.
I should. All right, my number four. This may surprise you. It's Outlast.
Oh, God bless. It didn't make my cut.
It didn't make your cut. Okay.
I look back wanting to barf thinking about watching it. It makes me nervous.
I think we have opposite reactions to like challenging things. Like
I thought
that was a fascinating
study. I'd watch it again.
Of human behavior. And I would recommend anybody watch that show. Like anyone, I think, would find that show fascinating, because I have never seen that in a game show of people just becoming like that cutthroat and psychotic, and like just the way everybody approached the game, who ended up winning it. I thought it was phenomenal. Outlast, it's
it
on Netflix.
Good. I
10
enjoyed
out of 10
it.
Recommend. Yeah, that's in my top five, which is crazy. But like, I really like when I think about what I watched this year and what I enjoyed and thought was fascinating, like couldn't finish fast enough. Outlast is one of those for me.
Yeah, I enjoy watching it, but it also makes me nervous. I don't know. It's interesting.
I think you're going to have you're going to have a major issue with one of my top three. Okay, what's your number four? What's your number four?
My number four is Platonic with Rose Byrne and Seth Rogen.
This was a runner-up for me. I did like that show.
Loved it. Rose Byrne is
a star.
Every woman in our age group. Love seeing her as a mom and their friendship. It was really a fun, a really fun show.
It was fun.
When she
it was
goes
well
back
done.
To work, that episode where she goes back to work and she's working with all the youngins and she fucks up the painting.
Yes.
And she's a great actress.
She's really great. Yeah. I like Seth Rogen. Like, I like seeing him in this
he
kind of vibe.
Great in that
he
role.
Was phenomenal. Yeah. I thought it was really, that was on my short list.
It was a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. Really
That's
good.
That's on HBO Apple TV.
Apple TV
makes a great product.
Yeah, they do. They know what they're doing.
Fresh.
So one of my honorable mentions that did not make the list is Hijack, which I still think you should watch.
I checked it out.
Hijack,
I enjoy something
fun.
Like that.
Yeah. All right, my number three. Here's the one where Justine's going to throw me off the cliff.
I'm running out of time here.
Which is Vanderpump.
Mine's up. Mine's still on there.
Oh, okay,
Vanderpump
good. It's on the list.
How can it not be?
Okay, all right, great. Because I know like by the end we were kind of like hate watching it.
No, but the time.
A cultural moment of television that is undenied.
Yeah, no. I agree.
I thought it was phenomenal. It brought me back into Vanderpump, similarly how Salt Lake City brought me back. I thought it was top tier television. We've never seen something like that come out in real time, and like being able to watch the breadcrumbs throughout the episodes towards Pigeon. No, I'm just kidding. Like the breadcrumbs.
It changed the landscape so of good. Bravo.
Yes.
It saved Bravo as a network, I believe.
I agree. I agree with you. So that's my number three is Vanderpump. What's your number three?
Yeah, that was Alive. So I got three left. Okay, let me see. All right. So, oh no, VPR, it was on here. I got four left. I fucked up.
Okay. All right. It's all right. We can do 11.
Number three is my three and two and three is Abbott Elementary.
Oh, that's a good choice as well. Yes.
See, they can make a very entertaining sitcom on a national network.
Yep.
that is still fresh and great.
Yeah.
And that's not easy to do in today's world after my rant about The Office.
Yes. And it's Office-like. It's a little purer of heart than The Office, maybe, but I really love that show.
It's still great.
If you let
Abbott Elementary fly 10 years ago, it would be even better.
Yes. You're so right.
You just can't say stuff these days, but.
Right. Yeah.
They deserve everything. I love it.
Okay. My number two.
The love story between the two teachers.
Oh,
it's
so cute.
Die.
I know.
The principal. I mean, it's just great.
The principal's a star. They're all the great. All right. My number two is The Bear. Season two.
Okay.
There are certain things in television that I like love, and I loved what this season did. I loved the Richie episode. I loved the episode about
the Richie. Yeah, he's great.
Traveling to Denmark. I mean, there are moments, there are acting moments in that show and scenes in that show. The Christmas episode, I'll never forget.
I'll play that in the background of when I'm eating Christmas dinner.
And like, I've never had a show make me feel so anxious, so happy, so calm. Like there's so many, they really know how to tap into emotions in this show. And it sometimes is uncomfortable to watch. Like that last scene of him trapped in the freaking freezer. I'll think about that for a long time. I just thought it was, and I'm really excited for the show because I think they're going to do justice to these characters. And I think it's not going to be like a depressing show at the end of the day. And so I'm looking forward to continuing to watch it.
I enjoyed it a lot and I will watch the next season, but it leaves me feeling anxious and
I figured it wouldn't be a feeling that
I loved
like.
It. I really
yes.
do.
Yes.
But I would change a lot about the show.
Yeah.
I didn't love the ending of this season, which it has to be suspenseful, but I wish it would just be a little bit more happy. I don't want to feel like when I text you, is he going to shoot himself in the head? Is she going to give birth to a dead baby?
But
in
see,
the
I
office?
Think that's,
you know, I don't like stuff like that.
But that's the television show. Permeating your brain, not what the show is showing. I think that's the problem is like, it's hard to not feel like the other foot's going to drop, but I don't think that's what the show's about. That's like, I think that's the issue. I think it's like, we think that about big TV now, but I don't think that's what they're trying to do. Like, I don't think anything bad is going to happen to the characters. Like tragic.
When I go on Twitter, I'm not the only one who thinks that. I think they're trying to make
I don't think you're wrong, but I just don't think that's.
I wish I could watch it like you.
About.
Do you watch it and not think that she was going to give birth? And did you think that baby was making it to term?
No, because I don't think that's what the show. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think they drop those things for you to be like, oh God. But I don't think
it crosses
at the end
your
of the day,
mind when you're watching
a warm
it.
Show. No, I didn't think I was like
it's a warm show.
I think it is. It's like at the heart of it, it's a show about like
You've
people trying
too good
to
of
do
a life,
shit.
Geneva.
I love The Bear. I don't know.
It's
yeah,
a great
that's my
show.
Number two. All right, what's your number two?
I'm sad it didn't make my list because
it deserves it. Everybody has their own list.
Twisted Metal's on there, but not The Bear. What a fucking weird list.
What's number two?
The Morning Show.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah,
I enjoy
that show. I love two women like that coming together. Mm. I love star power.
I'm
still a sucker. I was a Friends fan. I love Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, them together. Sam, when I'm watching it, that's what I'm looking for in life. Just something that gives me a little bit of a real storyline, but it's also fun. Corey Ellis, a smoke show. I just loved it. I thought it was fun. It doesn't leave me feeling scared, but it also entertains me.
I thought they did way too much this season. I thought it was like almost laughable.
It was ridiculous.
But
it
I watched
laughable.
Every episode. So like, I get it.
The train is leaving the station.
Right.
But
right.
Oh
okay.
yeah.
Okay. My number one.
My number one's shit.
My number one is Daisy Jones and the Six, which is a show,
a real
that I will love forever. when you talk about how a show makes you feel,
watch that.
You would love this show. By the end of the season is beautiful. They really bring the whole story together. It is not sad.
I'm surprised you like watching people sing when you don't.
I have
watch
to say this. Acting sing. Was incredible. The music was incredible. Like, I'm not usually a fake band show, but this show was just, when I think about like something that made me feel like I cried, I laughed, I was sad. I just thought it was like a beautiful, beautiful story. And I would tell anyone to watch it, and I will watch it again. And I think it was like my favorite thing that I watched this year that just made me feel like, wow, this is beautiful television. Top choice for me. Daisy Jones. Wow. Amazon.
That's great. Amazon, again, doing another good show. Huh?
I know, right? What's your number one?
I don't even know if mine's in 2023. Mine would be The Real Housewives of Miami when Lenny cheats on Lisa.
That is 2020. Is that 2023?
I think it is. It was.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. That's
that
a great
fun.
Choice. Yes. And similarly to Vanderpump, like a moment in time that was incredible to watch play out.
I don't know how it made number one, but.
Wow, that's your number one. That's great. Well, at least like we didn't spend a year talking about, I mean, we have shows on here that we talked about. That's good.
Yeah.
Miami being your number one. That's incredible. I just want to read back Justine's.
I got to watch Daisy Jones and the Six.
You need to. I think you would
really
like
that
show.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I think you would like it. Incredible clothes, just the vibe.
I love that era. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Made me like want to change my style and like just be like a 70s vibe.
Send me your list and we'll put it online. Or I guess maybe we shouldn't.
Why?
I don't know. People listen if they know the list.
Oh,
who the fuck knows?
We're going to drop this next week. So you'll get this during the holiday break for us.
People probably turned it off after my beginning.
I thought that was a solid list. I got to look at Twisted Metal. I've like literally never even heard of that show. And I listened to like multiple
Tyler turned me
onto
it. But you know, I'd be like, all right, I watch this dumb fucking show.
Yeah.
But then every day I'd be looking forward to it. So.
Okay.
One of my honorable mentions. Be interested in watching it.
Yeah, I'll look at it. One of my honorable mentions was Love is Blind season 4. Not this most recent season, but the season before.
I was thinking of when Love is Blind is on.
Yeah, I think
that was
this
a good
year.
Season.
It was a very strong season. It
You're
was
right.
Like when I took notes of this, you remember I told you I started a note, it was on there. And then I think I turned on Love is Blind as because of that season. But I still think that season 4 was a banger for sure.
It was a good one. Yeah. I can't remember anybody on it. All these TV shows.
I know.
All right, so I'm going to watch The Traitors because we got Larsa.
Yes.
Let's recap that,
yeah,
right?
We're
going to
do on The Traitors.
I will
sure.
do it.
I enjoyed it.
I never watched the first season because it got too late and I was like, whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah, you'll like
I
it.
I should watch it.
Yes, you should.
It seems like they have a great cast.
Yep. All right, guys. That's our top 10 of the year. It's probably the most diverse and crazy list you're going to hear from anybody, but that's us, guys. That's us. We love you so much. If you listen this year, we fucking love you. If you're listening now for the first time, you'll be back. Make the Grinch's heart.
That'd be great. I love it. I'm not the Grinch. I love Christmas. It's just, it comes too fast as an adult.
All right, guys. We'll be back in the new year. Dropping gems. Till then, survive the holidays. And
Merry
we
Christmas,
love you.
Everyone.
Yeah,
happy
Merry
holidays
Christmas.
To you and yours.
We'll be back.